FM 104 is switched on and I'm joined by Dr. Monica Perez Oike. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good, thank you so much for chatting to us. So free contraception is to be extended to all women up to 35 years of age. This is going to be rolled out in the summertime, they're saying, isn't that right?
Yes, it was such a welcome news when I heard it last week. So currently the free contraception goes up to women aged from 17 to 31, but now it's going to be extended. We don't have an actual date yet, but if we're actually going by what happened the past few years, I think initially the first extension was around September, the 1st of September, so it could possibly be around then, but we'll wait and see.
So what exactly does this mean and what does it cover?
So currently the free contraception scheme covers the cost of your prescription, so except the traditional copper coil. So the different types of contraceptives, we know we have oral contraceptives, we also have emergency contraceptives, then we have long-acting reversible contraceptives. An example of that would be like the bar that goes into your arm, the implant. You also have the contraceptive injection, and then the famous like coil. And we have different types of coils. We have the hormonal coil, and then we have the copper coil. And now in Ireland, thankfully, we have two types of copper coil. We have the traditional copper coil that looks like a T-shape when it goes in. Then we have this other one called Ballerine that literally looks like a ball when it's in your womb. I have loads of TikToks on it if you want, they want to check it out. So it covers those and it covers the insertion as well. But the only thing it doesn't cover is the cost of the traditional copper coil. I don't know why, but it's just that one. But I think just from previous my patients, they pay about, it costs about €50 from the pharmacy. So it's in the long run, and you can have it for 10 years. So in the long run, it is worth it anyways, if that's what you really want to go for.
If you are thinking of going on to contraception, how do you go about deciding what might be the correct one for yourself?
I would usually say it depends on so many things, and it's something that you should have, thankfully, because the consultation with your doctor is free. So you could have an actual consultation where we, and it's actually ideal if you can go to a doctor that knows your medical history. I know there are other sexual health clinics and well women clinics that you could go to, but if you already, let's say you have other medical conditions, then it's better to go to a doctor that knows you, so your own doctor, and if you can, so you have a discussion about your current situation in terms of your medical history. There's certain things in our medical history and our family history that might prevent us from having like hormonal contraception. So let's say, God forbid, somebody had a history of breast cancer, it would be so that would be a contraindication to having hormonal contraception. Let's say you suffer with migraines with aura, that would also be a contraindication for having the combined contraceptive pills. So that's why it's quite important to go to a doctor that knows you. Then once you're going for that, it also depends on, okay, why are we going on the contraception? Thankfully, hormonal contraceptions have so many uses besides being a contraceptive. So contraceptive. Some people can have really heavy periods. So if you have really heavy periods, we might not recommend you going for a non-hormonal contraceptive. So those things matter. And then you also, we think about how long you want to have your contraception for. Is it somebody that has finished having their family, or somebody that doesn't want to have a family? Then we will be recommending you going for the long-acting reversible one, where you can have a coil for 5 years to 8 years. You can have the bar for 3 years. Or if it's something that's just a short while you're planning other things, then maybe going on the contraceptive patch or the pill might work as well.
There was a lot of discussion, I think it has changed recently, where they would say that it would be good for you to have a period, to take a break and to have a period. But this isn't necessarily correct.
No, it isn't correct. So what I think... It's up to about 5 years now, thereabout, that the guidelines for taking your combined contraceptive changed. So the combined contraceptives come in your patch, your pill, and also the contraceptive ring as well. So previously, and from what I read, is like it was because it had to do with like a re religious tradition that people were expected to have a period. So hence the 21 day taking your pill and then taking a week's break was recommended. But with research, the efficacy of the combined pill works better without a break because your pill fr the pill free interval, some people might spontaneously ovulate and therefore defeats the purpose of being on a contraceptive. So it's now recommended that the different ways you can take it, you can take, so let's say your pill pack has 21 tablets. So you can actually go three pill packs. So that would be 9 weeks. So you can take it constantly for 9 weeks and then you take either a 4 day break or a 7 day break. Or you could keep on taking it until you get a bleed, because sometimes our body might tell us, okay, we need a break. So when you get a bleed, then you take a 4 day break or a 7 day break. Or if you want to do your 21 days on, so that's 3 weeks, and then take a 4 day break, any of those man can be done, but you don't necessarily have to take a break. Let's say you are going on holidays or something, and your pill-free interval will be around when you're on holidays. Nobody wants to be having periods on holidays, you
No.
know? So yeah, so you can skip that break and then just continue.
And I suppose this is why it's important to go and talk to your doctor and get the correct one for you and know exactly how to, I suppose, take it and the process that you need to take with that one as well. It's good to have somebody on board to talk you through it.
Yes, exactly.
So obviously the free contraception is going to be up for 35. I saw many women online saying that it should be older than that. Is it likely, do we think, to go older than that again?
Think eventually it will be because it started up to the age of 25, I think,
Yeah.
and then 26, and then it's gone up to 30, 31. So it will be eventually, because I think we should have a choice to choose, and money shouldn't be a factor when contraception comes in place.
Absolutely. And to move on to something completely different, I saw you talking about it on your Instagram there the other day. Our phone screens, we kind of forget about all the dirt that they collect.
Yes, oh my goodness. Apparently, the germs on your phone screen, yeah, is 10 times more than you would find on the toilet seat.
Ooh.
Like, can you imagine that? Yeah, and like I said, like if you think about it, we're touching our phones all the time, we're touching surfaces, and then we don't necessarily wash our hands as well, and then use the same hands on the phone and put the phone to our face. So we're transferring those things, to our face as well. Some people that have really sensitive skin, they might notice that that part of your face that they use the phone, there might be some irritation on your skin there. So that could be it. So I just say try and wipe your phone. Maybe like I wipe mine at nighttime now,
That's a
since
good
I right now
idea.
just like
Yeah.
yeah, you know, like it's now time a part of my nighttime routine.
Yeah.
So try and do that. And if we can stop like limit the amount of times you touch our face. I know it was a thing during COVID as well, where it was like, don't touch your face. But I think in general, we should just try not to touch our faces as much as we do.
Because that's the thing, because if your phone is filthy and you wash your hands, like your hands are going to pick up whatever's on your phone as well, so you've kind of wasted your time, so
Yes, exactly. And we
Which,
try not taking our phones into the bathroom. It's a very
yeah,
bad habit.
that's a bit
It's
grim, to be
nobody's
fair.
worst.
It's a little grim. But you give a lot of advice up on your socials, don't you, for people?
I try my best.
Where's the best place people can find you?
You can find me on TikTok at Dr. Blondie Perez, or you can find me on Instagram as well with the same name, Blondie Perez. And yeah, so I'm all
Excellent.
there.
Dr. Monica, thank you so much for chatting to us.
Thank you so much for having me on.